Now we are going to take the first steps. The first thing that we should start with is a verse from the Quran. يَوْمَ يَكُونُ النَّاسُ كَالْفَرَاشِ الْمَبْثُوثِ. The day when the people will be like scattered moths. You can imagine. We discussed when they come out of their graves in that huge number. Just like moths coming out of their underground dwellings and filling the surface of the earth. This is what will happen when the people go back to their bodies, the bodies come out, and they will be like scattered moths. And the earth is split open to throw them out in haste. This is the verse in Surah Qaf, يَوْمَ تَشَقَّقُ الْأَرْضُ أَنْهُمْ سِرَاءً ذَلِكَ حَشْرٌ عَلَيْنَا يَسِيرٌ. The day the earth is split open for disentombing them, throwing them out. As I said, we don't know how this will happen, what sort of process it will be. Oh, it has come. Could we have the remote as well, please? What process it will take, but it will be a sort of seen as moths coming out of their dwellings from underground. We are naked, some of us. Hopefully not all of us. And Aisha قالت سمعت النبي صلى الله عليه وآله يقول يحشر الناس يوم القيامة حفاة أراة. قلت يا رسول الله الرجل والنساء جميعا ينظر بعضهم إلى بعض فقال الأم أشد أن ينظر بعضهم إلى بعض. Aisha reports, this is in Sahih Muslim, I heard the Prophet saying the people will be gathered on the day of resurrection barefooted and naked. I said, O Messenger of God, men and women would look at each other. He said, the severity of the day, the severity of the affair is more than allowing them to look at each other. لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغني. Everyone is just thinking about their own plight. They cannot think about anything else. However, well, it makes sense. When our bodies are formed, again, where the dressing would come. There is no dressing. However, in certain traditions, we have that for some people, there is a sort of dressing, not like the dressing of this world. Of course, later on, the dressing will come. The dressing will come from paradise for those people who will go to paradise. However, at the beginning, there is a sort of shadow of light covering certain people to keep their respect and dignity. Now, let's see how can we somehow find traditions to support this. This is in Usul al-Kafi from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam. He said that the mother of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Fatima bint Asad, was the first lady who migrated to Medina on her feet. She was the kindest person to the Prophet. When she heard the Prophet saying the people will be gathered on the day of resurrection naked as they were born, she cried, what a shame. And the Prophet told her, I will ask God to raise you dressed. Now, if this hadith is correct, then it signifies, it indicates that this nakedness is not for everyone. Allah will keep the dignity of some people and wouldn't allow them to have the shame which mother of Amirul Mu'mineen says, what a shame that we are going to be raised like that. However, this is not general. I mean, those people who walk naked in the street today, they wouldn't need the dress on that day, do they? They don't need any dignity on that day to be kept. This dignity is only for those people who keep their dignity here. And of course, with iman and faith and other things. Hence, Mawla Saleh Mazandarani, who is the commentator of Sharh Usul al-Kafi, says something very strange, which I beg to disagree with him. However, from this tradition, he argues that the meaning of إِنَّ النَّاسُ يُحْشَرُونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أُرَاتِ, on the day of resurrection, the people will raise naked. The meaning is that some of them, or majority of them, will raise naked, not all of them. And actually, the recommendation that we have that to use good kafan, tajweedul kafan, good quality kafan, something which keeps the respect of the deceased, implies that this kafan is their dress on the day of judgment. Well, this is very strange. Who can imagine that this kafan would remain while the whole body would decay, the kafan would remain. And the recommendation for tajweed al-kafan is just for the respect of the deceased and their family, not that they are going to be raised on the day of judgment like that. So the traditions which talk about some people being dressed don't talk about their kafan or something like that. First of all, they have some sort of shining light which would not allow anyone to look at them if they are real mu'mins. And secondly, they will be dressed gradually. Well, people, according to their faith, will be dressed gradually, except the people who want to go to hell. And as I said, hell to them. Who cares about the people who want to go to hell? This hadith, which is famous. Now, why I've chosen this hadith? Because this is very interesting. It implies something very important. This is the famous hadith of Bukhari. Most of you have heard this in Sahih Bukhari. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anha, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qala innakum tuhsharuna khufatan uratan ghurla. Ghurl is the plural of akhral. You will be raised barefooted, naked, uncircumcised. As we started your creation, we restore it. That means you will be raised the way you were created in the first place. It is a promise on us and we shall fulfill it. This was the verse of the Quran. And then Bukhari continues from Ibn Abbas, from the Prophet, the first person who will be clothed on that day is Ibrahim. So, people will be clothed. When they come out of their tombs, of course they are naked. However, for Ibrahim and people like Prophet and the faithful, they have light on them. No one can look at them. But then they will be dressed in the most respectful and dignified sort of clothing. And a group of my companions will be taken to the left-hand side, will be taken to Ashabu Shamal. And I shall say, my companions, and it will be said, they turned on their back since you left them. This hadith should be broken, I think, in some way, because the time the people raise, until the time that some are taken to Ashabu Shamal, is there is some time there. So there should be something missing in this hadith. Anyhow, this is the famous hadith from Al-Bukhari about the companions of the Prophet who may not succeed to join him in paradise. And also this one hadith, just quickly to finish this about dressing, it is not very important, but I wanted just to complete our discussion here. Fatima, peace be on her, asked her father, "Oh father, how will be the state of people on the day of resurrection?" He said, "Oh Fatima, they will be preoccupied.
so that no one will look at the other, not even a father to his child or a child to his mother. She asked, will they have kafan on them when they come out of their graves? He replied, O Fatima, the kafans are ruined and the bodies remain and will come back together. But the kafan doesn't come back together. You remember last week we said the dust of living beings is like gold. They come back together. And then the bodies are reformed again. So the kafans are ruined and the bodies remain. The loin of the mu'min is covered and the loin of the kafir is disclosed. This is what I meant by that light which covers some people. What will cover, she asked, what will cover the mu'min? And the Prophet replied, a shining light because of which they cannot see their bodies, or for this reason they cannot see the body of the mu'min. Now you remember we talked about a hadith, a verse of the Quran, which I will come to it at the end as well, inshallah. When the mu'min passes away, the angels come and tell them, do not fear and do not be sad. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ We are your friends in this world, in Barzakh. Of course, now they have moved from dunya to Barzakh. To Barzakh al-Dunya, and in Akhirah. So these angels are always there to help, to keep the respect, and to keep the dignity of the mu'min. And of course, the mu'min is not going to lose their dignity, even though as no one is looking at them, but they feel ashamed. This is how it is explained, the way their bodies are covered until then the dressing comes for them. This, as the hadith in Bukhari said, أَوَّلُ مَنْ يُقْصَى إِبْرَاهِيمُ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ The first person who receives the dressing of dignity from paradise is Ibrahim alayhi salam. Now, just imagine everyone have come out of their graves. Forget about whether they are clothed or not clothed. These are like scattered moss. The first thing which comes to mind, what has happened? What is this? Why are we here? Well, they were living in Barzakh previously. Then they went unconscious. Then now they have come back. Now they have bodies. What has happened? There's confusion. People start to ask each other. And imagine several million, billions of people are talking all together. What's a commotion you will have on that day. Everyone is speaking to another one. It's just a headache if you are there. Until then, of course, comes وَعَنَتَ الْوُجُوهُ لِلْحَيِّ الْقَيُّومِ When the time comes, everyone keeps quiet. We'll talk about that. فَلَا تَسْمَعُ إِلَّا حَمْسَةً Then everyone would murmur. Now everyone is talking, asking. What they ask? People are in a state of confusion. They have questions. قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا Who did raise us from our place of sleep? هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَانُ وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ And then they realize, yes, this is probably what, of course, the kuffar will say, of course, probably this is what Allah has promised. The mu'minun will say, this is what Allah has promised. The mu'minun will say, probably, because still they don't know what has happened. وَيَوْمَ يُنْفَخُ فِي الصُّورِ وَنَحْشُرُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ يَوْمَئِذٍ زُرْقًا They will whisper to one another. يَتَخَافَتُونَ بَيْنَهُمْ يَتَخَافَتُونَ بَيْنَهُمْ Whisper to one another. And all those whisperings together will make a big noise. Of course, at the beginning they don't whisper. They just talk. You have stayed only for 10 days. We know best what they will say. When the best of them in conduct will say, you stayed only one day. I mean, the most reasonable of them would say one day. Because why 10 days? Why not 1 hour? Why not one day? Or whatever like that. So they are in confusion. Then, of course,
وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ يُقْسِمُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ مَا لَبِثُوا غَيْرَ سَاعَةٍ. Now, some say 10 days, some they say 1 day, some say 1 hour. On the day when the hour sets in, the guilty will swear that they had remained only for 1 hour. Now you see how this human being is arrogant and ignorant. Still, they swear there about things which they do not know, just like now. Okay? We are insistent on things that about which we have no knowledge, stubborn, and in that day, still we are stubborn. They swear. When they start argue, some say 10 days, 1 year, 1 day, they swear that it was only 1 hour. This is how they were used to lying in the world. But those who were given knowledge and faith will say, don't talk about time. لقد لبثتم في كتاب الله إلى يوم البعث فهذا يوم البعث. You have remained in the book of Allah until this day of resurrection, and this is the day of resurrection. Now they don't, they still say we have no knowledge. We have no knowledge. It's just the time that Allah has kept us in His book, of course, book of creation. So, this confusion is worsened because no one knows what to do next. Of course, when they come out of their graves, they don't see the angels or they don't see God. It's just a huge plain. A level surface, no mountains, no plants, nothing. It's just like a desert. Huge desert, people are just waiting there, not knowing what to do. So, no one knows what they have to do or what comes next. In such a state, the people will act according to what they have learned in this world. Now, imagine yourself there. You know this is the day of resurrection. You know that you are now raised out of your grave, but you don't know what is going to happen. What comes next? What is the next stage? You are there with all kuffar. The kuffar are saying silly things, still accusing you because you were faithful, for example. Or saying, look, this God has left us here without doing anything for us. I mean, all these things that you hear in this world, you will hear there. Now, what will you do? You will say, La ilaha illallah. Wa ala Allahi falyatawakkal al-mu'minun, isn't it? شعار المؤمنين يوم يبعثون من قبورهم لا إله إلا الله وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون. This will give you composure. You rely on your Lord because you are sure that He is not forgetting you. And of course the angels are there to help the time that they are allowed to help. Not of course they're not allowed to help at every time. The believer's motto when they rise from their graves would be La ilaha illallah, and Allah, on Allah the believers will rely. Wa ala Allah falyatawakkalul mu'minun. Now, of course, you may be left there for a while, but not forever. Then you have to be taken to your first stage, to the first mawqif. There's a hadith which says that there, in Qiyamah, famous in both Sunni and Shi'i traditions, on the day of judgment there are 50 mawqif, 50 stations, 50 stages. And each stage may take 1,000 years. May take. It may take less. But it may take 1,000 years. So that is the day of 50,000 years, as we have in the Quran. يَعْرُجُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ إِلَيْهِ فِي يَوْمٍ تَعْرُجُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ إِلَيْهِ فِي يَوْمٍ كَانَ مِقْدَارُهُ 50,000 سَنَةٍ. The day which lasts for 50,000 years. Of course, 50,000 years according to our measures. Now, when you come out of your graves, you will be rushed towards a certain place.
a signpost which is established for you and for your kind, for a group which are like you.
يوم يخرجون من الأجداث سراعا كأنهم إلى نصب يوفضون.
This is in Surah Ma'arij, the day when they emerge from the graves, hastening as if racing towards a target. Everyone is going towards a target.
Now, after just some rest and some confusion and some talking and questioning and these things, then suddenly people start to be rushed, not to rush. They are ushered, they are taken towards certain targets.
عن ابن مسعود قال كنت جالسا عند أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام فقال إن في القيامة لخمسين موقفا كل موقف ألف سنة.
Imam Ali عليه السلام said there are 50 stations in the day of resurrection. Each station lasts 1,000 years. The first station is when they come out of their graves. They are detained for 1,000 years. Naked, barefooted, hungry. And thirsty. Hungry and thirsty at the beginning, but Allah will feed you, feed us, inshallah. Will feed us. Well, everyone will have food there, mu'min and kafir. Everyone would have food. But at the beginning, until we go towards these targets which are set for us, we are hungry, thirsty, angry. Not mu'minun, of course. As I said, the mu'minun are composed now. This is the day of iman. This is the day of iman. The day of kuf is finished now. It's the day of iman. Now, what we understand from the hadith is that when you come out of your graves, then you have to stay where you are. Where you are, of course, grouped for 1,000 years. 1,000 years. Imagine if you wanted to live in this world for 1,000 years. Who can tolerate, who can endure that, living 1,000 years in this world? Now, you now want to go to a place in which there is no house, no resting place, no plants, no animals, and you want to live there for 1,000 years. Why? Why should you live there 1,000 years? Now, of course, we say, well, it's day of judgment and then Qiyamah. No, it's not like that. And then paradise. It's not like that. We have to go through a process. And that process is much longer than the process which we experience here. Why should we stay there for 1,000 years? Because?
There's no choice, of course, but what is the reason behind it?
You cannot purify yourself. You could be purified, but you cannot purify yourself. That's the end of our actions. From the moment we go out of this world, we cannot do anything. Things are done for us. Yes, you are right. We have to be prepared. Now we want to meet the Lord. We want to meet the Lord. Immediately after this stage, we want to meet the Lord. And we have to be prepared. So we have to wait. We have to stay there to get ready. Would everyone get ready for that? No. Of course. And if they don't get ready, that meeting is not a pleasurable meeting. That meeting is not something with which we will be pleased. But for those who benefit from this stay, this process, yes, then of course that is very pleasurable. Now, the continuation of the hadith, فَمَنْ خَرَجَ مِنْ قَبْرِهِ مُؤْمِنًا بِرَبِّهِ وَمُؤْمِنًا بِجَنَّتِهِ وَنَارِهِ وَمُؤْمِنًا بِالْبَعْثِ وَالْحِسَابِ وَالْقِيَامَةِ مُقِرًّا بِاللَّهِ مُصَدِّقًا لِنَبِيِّهِ and so on and so forth, نجا من الجوع والعطش قال الله تعالى فتأتون أفواجا من القبور إلى الموقف. You come in groups from the grave to the موقف, the mawqif, which is the station where you have to stay until you meet your Lord. We will talk about meeting the Lord. Don't think it's visiting with eyes. That's not the case at all. Whoever leaves his grave faithful to his Lord, faithful to the paradise and hell, faithful to the resurrection account. Now you see how faith is important. Faith will become real. Here faith seems to be something not very real, something imaginary, sort of hallucination for some people. However, faith will become very real there. Admitting the Lord and confirming his prophet and what has come from God is saved from hunger and thirst. God, the Almighty, says you will come in groups, meaning you come from graves to the mawqif as different communities. Now, then the hadith says, كل أمة مع إمامهم أو جماعات مختلفة. This is, of course, an explanation of the tradition. Now, we don't go by ourselves, as I said, to our place of stay in the mawqif. We are taken. Who will take us? It's the caller angel. The caller angel. An angel which calls. And when he calls, anyone who is in his group, in the group of that angel, will rush towards the angel. And would rush towards the target which is set for them by the angel. This grouping is facilitated by the caller angels. When they come, all voices are silenced. This is when I said the silence will come. يَوْمَ إِذٍ يَتَّبِعُونَ الدَّاعِيَ لَا إِوَجَ لَهُ وَخَشَعَتِ الْأَصْوَاتُ لِلرَّحْمَانِ فَلَا تَسْمَعُ إِلَّا حَمْسًا. On that day, this is in Surah Taha, on that day they will follow a summoner in whom there will be no deviousness. The voices will be muted before the All Beneficent, and you will hear nothing but a murmur. After these guys come, everyone is terrified when these angels arrive. Now, what are these angels? There will be no deviousness. La ewajala. You remember we talked about this Ruman and Nakir and Munkar and Bashir and Mubashir. We said they make no mistakes. They know everyone in the deepest corners of their souls. Now, these angels are like that. They make no mistakes. They know everyone who should be taken to their targets. So, there is no deviousness, no mistake, no inaccuracy in the selection of these angels. They select correctly. And as though they know every person in their deepest and their most intimate corners of their souls. They locate every member of their group, anywhere they may be, in this huge plain of Mahshar. They just locate them and take them. Now, they don't take them. They make them run towards them, towards those targets. And hoover them to their appointed places. يَوْمَ يَخْرُجُونَ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاءِ ثِسْرَاءً. This is the meaning of the verse we mentioned before. كَأَنَّهُمْ إِلَى نُصُبٍ يُفَضُونَ خَاشِعَةً أَبْصَارُهُمْ. Of course, this is about kuffar, not about you. The caller angels will call to everyone to their assigned post. The disbelievers will realize they are going to have a tough time. This is when they start to be humbled. See where they start to be humble. Now, from now on, there are occasions where the disbelievers will be humbled before what is going to happen to them. يَوْمَ يَدْعُ الدَّعْ إِلَىٰ شَيْءٍ نُكُرْ in Surah Qamar. خُشَّعًا أَبْصَارُهُمْ يَخْرُجُونَ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ كَأَنَّهُمْ جَرَادٌ مُنْتَشِرْ مُهْتَئِينَ إِلَى الدَّاعِ يَقُولُ الْكَافِرُونَ هَذَا يَوْمٌ عَسْرٌ. Very beautiful. Not the situation, the verses. The literature is very beautiful. The rhyme is very beautiful. Otherwise, it's very terrifying. So turn away from them. The day when the caller calls to a dire thing, with a humbled and terrified look in their eyes, they will emerge from the graves as if they were scattered locusts, scrambling towards the summoner. The faithless will say, "This is a hard day." They realize it. Now they realize it. They'll be humbled now. Now again, you may say, why this should happen? Well, because we should be categorized. We should be classified. Before we meet our Lord, everyone would meet from a different angle. They move with a speed that their heads fall behind. Now, of course, I haven't made them from myself. It's all verses of the Quran. With a speed that their heads fall behind and with a fear that would not allow them to blink. In Surah Ibrahim, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ إِنَّمَا يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ لِيَوْمٍ تَشْخَصُ فِيهِ الْأَبْصَارِ مُهْتَئِينَ means rushing. مُقْنِئِ رُؤُوسَهِمْ مُقْنِئ is when your head goes like this. You see, when someone suddenly pushes you, your head stays behind, isn't it? Your body goes forth, your head stays behind. This is how it happens. مُهْتَئِينَ مُقْنِئِ رُؤُوسَهِمْ لَا يَرْتَدُّ إِلَيْهِمْ طَرْفُهُمْ وَأَفْئِدَتُهُمْ هَوَى. Do not suppose that Allah is oblivious to what the wrongdoers are doing. He is only granting them respite until the day when the eyes will be glazed. Now, Allah is not doing anything. Whatever we do here, Allah is not doing anything. We kill, we suppress, we oppress, we lie, whatever we do. Why? Because He knows what is going to happen. He's not in a hurry. He doesn't rush. So, scrambling with their heads upturned, there will be a fixed gaze in their eyes and their hearts will be vacant out of fear. They don't know why they are taken in this way to these targets, which are very shay'in nukur, very terrifying. Don't be terrified. This is not for you. This is for the disbelievers. You have the angels with you. They will just give you composure, and you will see your target is very beautiful. You would like to go to your target, of course, and to be placed there. Now, don't doubt it. Inshallah, this will happen. Now we are in the first mawqif. After, of course, I don't know what are the 50 mawqif because it's not explained in detail, but we know this is the first mawqif. We know some of the mawaqif, but the whole 50 mawaqif are not explained in details. But this first mawaqif is explained in some details, because this is very important for us to be prepared for meeting the Lord. What happened? Did I do something? All right. In this way, they are all gathered in the place of Mahshar. This is their first station. This is the station of decontamination. Now, when we go there, we are all contaminated with sins. The sins which were not purified by death, the sins which were not purified by Zaghtatul Qabr, the pressure of the pressing of the grave, the sins which were not purified by the stages of Barzakh, and we have to be become contaminated, purified, as you said. We have to, not to purify, we have to be purified. We have to be purified, yes. Of course, not everyone will be purified here. So, what does the contamination have for some people is just torture, nothing else. But for most of the people, those who had faith in their heart, this contamination works. And their sins will go away. And when they meet the Lord, they are prepared. They have a better position in that meeting than before this decontamination. However, this decontamination is a bit difficult. It's a bit difficult. I will tell you why. فَأَحْسَنُهُمْ حَالًا مَنْ وَجَدَ This is in Nahj al-Balagha. مَنْ وَجَدَ لِقَدَمَيْهِ مَوْضِعًا وَلِنَفْسِهِ مُتَّسَعًا The luckiest among them is the one who finds a place to set his feet and a space to breathe. So tight people are there. As I said, no houses, no place of rest, nothing like that. But the good thing, if you are mu'min, it doesn't last long. Just like two rak'ahs and it's finished. If you are not, it lasts for 1,000 years. Like this, staying like this. Now, this, of course, we have this about Day of Judgment, about Sirat and everything, that for some people it's very fast, for some people it's very slow. And although they all come to each stage together. So this should give us a hint about the concept of time there. It's not the same as the concept of time here. Sorry, I have forgotten to turn this off. It's not like the concept of time here. It's very different. Just like the concept of place. You are where your heart is. Inshallah, when we talk about paradise, I think in Barzakh also we talked about it. That wherever your heart is, you go there. As soon as you imagine you like to be with your friends, you are with your friends. As soon as you imagine you want to see the people in hell, you see the people in hell. Isn't it? In Surah Safat, we have about this mu'minun talking to each other. قَالَ قَائِرٌ مِّنْهُمْ إِنِّي كَانَ لِي قَرِينَ One of them would say, I had a companion. يَقُولُ أَإِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُصَدِّقِينَ He used to tell me, do you really believe in all this rubbish? أَإِذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا أَإِنَّا لَمَدِينُونَ When we die, then we raise and we'll be judged. Then he says, let's go and look. And he said, as soon as he says, let's go and look, فَطَّلَعَ He looks. فَرَآهُ فِي سَوَاءِ الْجَحِيمِ He sees them, his friend in the middle of the hell. And then he starts to speak to him. قَالَتَ اللَّهَ إِن كِتَّ لَتُرْدِينَ Really, I swear by God, you nearly made me perish. You really, nearly destroyed me by your whispering all the time. So you see, the concept of place is different there, and the concept of time is different. And that's why here, 1,000 years, not for you, inshallah for you, you just pray two rak'ahs and you pass. That's finished. However, أحسنهم حالا the luckiest in this when they stay here من وجد لقدميه موضعا ولنفسه متسعا they are naked as they were created the first day as we said the kafirun have no covering and they don't need it because in this world they don't wear it isn't it لقد جئتمونا كما خلقناكم أول مرة we have Indeed, you have come to us as we created you the first time. Now, we discuss this. They will be detained in this station for years. In Tafsir al-Ayyashi, someone says, كنت عند جعفر ابن محمد, أنا ومفضل ابن عمر. مفضل ابن عمر and I were staying overnight with جعفر ابن محمد, and مفضل told him, tell us something. Give us a hadith, which we'll be happy having heard something from you. Imam al-Sadiq said, on the day of resurrection, God will gather the people all on one plane. They will be barefooted, naked, and ghurl. As I said, ghurl is uncircumcised to denote, not of course only for men, to denote that you are the way you were created. I said, may I be your ransom? What is ghurl? And he explained, so they will stay until the sweat bridles them. They say, we wish God issued his verdict, even if it is towards hell. And you will hear this from disbelievers in every stage, that they say, God, we want to go to hell. Just take us. Don't make us to go through this. They say this because they don't know what is hell. They don't know what is hell. Of course, when they go to hell, they realize that this was paradise. Where they were staying was paradise. So, but it is so hard, it is so difficult to endure, that at every stage, and especially here we have in this stage, they say that God, take us to hell. If you want to take us to hell, take us. Don't leave us here. And to be in such a situation. Now, what do they eat? They need food, isn't it? They have bodies. They need food. What do they eat? No plants, no animals. And this food, of course, as I said, is shared between mu'min and kafir. However, mu'min doesn't need to eat much of it because it passes for him very fast, very quick. As they are stored in the bodies, they will need food. يُحْشَرُ النَّاسَ عَلَىٰ مِثْلِ قُرْسَةِ الْبُرَّ النَّقِي. This hadith is reported from Shia and Sunni. It's unanimous among them. The type of food that they eat. يُحْشَرُ النَّاسَ عَلَىٰ مِثْلِ قُرْسَةِ الْبُرَّ النَّقِي. فِيهَا أَنْهَارٌ مُتَفَجَّرَةٌ يَأْكُلُونَ وَيَشْرَبُونَ حَتَّى يُفْرَغَ مِنَ الْحِسَابِ. The people will be raised on a soil like fine wheat loaf in which streams flow. They will eat and drink until they are finished with accounting. Can you imagine? You just eat soil. It's just like bread. Well, if you can imagine you come out of your graves, you can imagine that as well, isn't it? This tradition and other similar reports imply that there is nothing on Mahshar to eat but the soil. No plants, no animals, no cakes, no teeth, of course. Al-Abrash Al-Kalbi asked Imam Al-Baqir about the verse, the day the earth is transformed into another earth. The Imam replied, the earth is transformed to find bread from which the people will eat until the accounting is finished. And Al-Abrash said, but people on that day are too preoccupied to be able to eat. Can you eat on that day in such a situation? And the Imam said, how they neglect eating on the accounting day, while they do not neglect eating thorny plants and hot water while they are in punishment of hell? Isn't it? In hell we eat. Oh, well, we don't go to hell to eat there. But people who go to hell, they eat, they drink. They need it. They need it. ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ أَيُّهَا الضَّالُّونَ الْمُكَذِّبُونَ لَآكِلُونَ مِنْ شَجَرٍ مِنْ زَقُومٍ. You will eat from the fruit of tree of zakum. Not that we force you to eat, because you go hungry, and you will eat it. لَعَكِلُونَ مِنْ شَجَرٍ مِنْ زَقُومٍ فَمَالِئُونَ مِنْهَا الْبُطُونَ. You will fill your stomachs with it. ثُمَّ إِنَّ لَكُمْ عَلَيْهَا لَشَوْبًا مِنْ حَمِيلٍ. Then, because this is a very terrible sort of food, you need water. There is no water there, but hot water. And you will go and drink from that hot water. فَشَارِبُونَ شُرْبَ الْهِيمِ in Surah Waqa. You will drink like thirsty camels. They drink, they eat. So Imam says, if they drink and eat in that sort of situation in hell, why not? Oh, I'm sorry about this. Why not on the day they are resurrected for accounting? I just turned this off. And then, the worst thing is this sweat. Every tradition talks about this sweat. This sweat is the symptom of that decontamination. It's a barakah and blessing for many, but a torture for others. Whatever you hear about Day of Judgment, don't think of it in terms of torture. It's a blessing. Like fever in this world, it takes the contamination, it takes contamination out of your body. However, it annoys you if you are contaminated. And it is useful if that contamination is not that much, so that it could remove it. In both cases, if you are not contaminated at all, if you don't need purification, you don't need to fever, you don't need to sweat. If you are so much contaminated, you will sweat more than everyone else, but that's not going to help you. It's only helpful for those who could be separated from their sins. This first mawqi' is for decontamination of those who can be decontaminated from their sins. It is going to be harsh for some, hard for others, and easy for some. The symptom of this process is heavy sweating. This happened in that 1,000 years of the first mawqif. قَدْ أَلْجَمَهُمُ الْعَرَقِ. This is in Nahj al-Balagha. وَرَجَفَتْ بِهِمُ الْأَرْضِ. The sweat bridles them, and the earth trembles under them. The earth trembles under them. And فِي سَحِيحِ الْبُخَارِي يَعْرُقُ النَّاسِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ حَتَّى يَذْهَبَ عَرَقُهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ سَبْئِينَ ذِرَاءً وَيُلْجِمُهُمْ حَتَّى يَبْلُغَ أَذَانَهُمْ. They sweat to the extent that it flows on earth for 70 ذراء. It goes for about 50 meters. The sweat will flow. It bridles them and soars up to their ears. Now, this sweat bridles them. This is an expression we see in many places. As I said, in CE, in Sunni, in Nahjul Balagha. One meaning of it is that this sweat would come so heavily that if you want to open your mouth, you cannot speak it. But most of the Sunni traditions put it in a different way. Actually, all the Sunni traditions put it in this way, that you sweat and it somehow falls on the ground and it soars up until it comes up, until your ears. I don't know. Nothing is strange there. Nothing is strange there. In Sahih al-Muslim, on the day of resurrection, the sun moves close as it is like a mile away from the people. The people sweat according to their acts. This makes sense. According to their acts. For some, the sweat soars up to their ankles. For some, come up to their knees. For some, to their hips. And some will be bridled, badly bridled by it. And Abu Umama reports from the Prophet, I think this is the most important thing we have to remember. The details, we don't know, we cannot rely on the details, but this is the most important thing, that they sweat to the measure of their sins. This is why I said this is a process like that Zaqtatul Ghab we had, pressing of the grave, to the extent of the sin, that pressing would purify. And this sweat will is a symptom of that purification. The kafir, this is from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, from the Prophet, is bridled by the sweat so much so that he will say, "My Lord, relieve me even if by taking me to hell." Again, as I said, you will hear this from kafir again and again. And of course, Allah does not listen. Allah creates things according to what has been planned already. In this stage, as in all other stages, the angels who had promised to help the believers will support them by giving them the reassurance, the words that I mentioned. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة. We are your friends in this world and akhirah. This is where, of course. And of course, this stage is the preparation for meeting the Lord. Inshallah, we'll discuss this next week. Okay, questions? Yes. The last ayah is Surah Saffat. Verse number is... I haven't put it. It's in Surah Saffat. I don't remember the first number, sorry. Yeah. Yes? Yes. Yeah. They are there on different forms. Yes. 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 But they may change form gradually. Inshallah, your sins would not persist until that day. It will all go away. Huh? Leave it to Allah. Just believe in Him and rely on Him. He will work it out for you, inshallah. Yes? Not yet, not yet. It's just preparation for all those. Because before Hisab, Allah wants all those who could be somehow... relieved of their sins, released from their sins, to be released, so that they don't go through the tough hisab. So, hisab has not taken place. This is a process before that. Yeah. There is no fast track. Wait. No. I haven't found any. Just the Quran says that some of these targets are really terrifying. Yes. You want to ask something? No. No, he doesn't have any question. Anything else?
I think you're too frightened to ask any questions.
Okay. Inshallah. To be frightened here is good, because then you are not frightened there, inshallah. Okay. See you next week, inshallah. Thank you.